Reed J. Schweizer, Wanata, Indiana. For a long time, I didn't understand money, despite the fact that I earned a lot of it from the time I was 20 or so. I've always been a strictly commission-based salesman. Keeping track of my bills and finances wasn't a high priority. Not surprisingly, most of my money problems stem from my own weakness. Overusing credit and letting myself become overextended got me into financial trouble repeatedly. Lacking discipline to budget money properly, I never figured out a way to ride out the up and down fluctuations of income. Inevitably, the strain of unsteady salary got to me. Fears about being broke and consequently selling my product from a scared perspective led to dropping sales numbers. This unnerving cycle repeated over and over again. Not until I chased my dream of getting into construction and real estate development did my income steady, and budgeting more effectively started coming naturally. I took the steps to catch my dream and turn it into reality and financial freedom. I believe that when you do what you love, the money follows. Discovering that passion started early. The first 12 or 13 years of my life, my family was poor, which had a lot to do with the economy at the time. The recession of the late 70s and the early 80s halted a lot of construction and forced my hardworking father out of a regular job. He would take whatever work he could find, but it was still a hard time for us. My mother and two younger sisters and I had a roof over our heads and there was always enough food on the table, but we shopped at the Salvation Army instead of JCPenney. There were no extras. We squeaked by on the bare minimum. When the recession finally ended, my father began to work steadily again, and life in our blue-collar household improved significantly. But I never forget what it was like to be poor. I recognized that working for someone else or a big company was not the solution to long-term money concerns. Even after my father went back to work full-time and started earning a really good salary, my parents, who budgeted and saved, didn't invest their money for a fundamental reason. They had absolutely no idea of what to do. Their abiding belief was that his labor union would take care of us. The insurance policy, retirement funds, savings, everything was tied to the union. Interestingly enough, my pro-union dad never wanted me to follow in his footsteps. He recognized that he was trapped in an endless cycle of debt, spending, and total reliance on someone else for his own well-being, as well as that of his family. But with a mortgage and four others to support, he couldn't justify doing something out of the ordinary with money. To him, that was too much of a risk. At the same time, a different way to live was in front of my eyes. My maternal grandfather owned a construction company. Financial stability oozed from him. It wasn't just his comfortable home, new cars, and a pocket that was always full of money. His total perspective was different because he didn't work for anyone else. In retrospect, I think my first inclination towards self-employment or becoming a business owner came from my grandfather's example. But my work ethic definitely comes from my dad. I started working when I was in junior high school. I did the classic kid with a mower routine. After mowing one neighbor's lawn, I'd knock on the doors of the surrounding homes to generate more business. When I entered college, it seemed like I would fulfill my parents' dream. After 4 years, they figured I'd graduate and be hired by a major corporation. The white-collar corporate world awaited me. But deep down, I wanted to be my own boss. Knowing myself as I do and my dislike of taking orders, deep down I knew that a corporate job wouldn't work, either for me or for the company that hired me. My junior year, I answered an ad for a sales job, and 8 months later, I was doing really well. I owned a distributorship for a vacuum company. Buying inventory turned me into the owner. I oversaw two offices, trained the salespeople, and handled all the accounting. And not too shabby for a 20-year-old. After spending 3 years majoring in finance, I dropped out of school to manage the sales team I had built.